that's going to be a short Bible study. We're still talking about faith. Let's go to John 1.
What's John 1?
Right. Well, since I love this little beginning, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Where, Big John?
The same was in the beginning with God. And this Word, all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. The life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. It doesn't say sons, it's children of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Now the word believe there is the word pistis, faith. Now, all men received him. It says so. Right? He was a light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. But then he says this, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on his name. Now, everybody received him because he lighteth every man that lighteth coming into the world. But there's another receive, and that's simply the acknowledgement that he is your life. Now, that little scripture is where they get the phrase, have you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior? Now, first of all, if you have a strength to accept, if you still have enough strength to do that, or have you made a decision for Christ? I maintain that if you make a decision for Christ or you accept him as your personal Savior, either one puts you in control. You can say you're second all you want. You understand what I'm saying?
You're probably accepting a Jesus after your own.
That's right. No, listen, and we're going to get that. But we're studying, even to them that believe, in pistis, he believe on his name. Total reliance. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. You can't make a decision for him. You're not born of the will of man. This is big. Because many of you walk the aisle, maybe many times. You're convinced, because you walked the aisle and accepted him as your personal Savior, that that was the beginning of your salvation. No, that was the beginning of your awareness of the possibility of it. Your salvation doesn't come from believing in him. It comes from the faith of him. Amen? Now, this is where a certain person got so incredibly mad and furious at me because I kept teasing her about, you know, once saved, always saved. Anyhow, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. The decision you make at some point, if you've accepted the possibility that he is, by saying, okay, I'm going to accept you as my personal Savior, the salvation doesn't begin, and the same time as a drowning man finally ends up lifting his hand above the water.
And then when Joshua, where
you cannot serve the Lord.
Choose God.
So this which were born, which implies that's when everything changes. That's your...
Right, it's a new thing.
That's the new happening.
Has nothing to do with you except as a vessel. That's why the word again is so bad translation. It should be born from above, or what it really means at the core, it means born from the very beginning of everything.
Yeah. Born into the Creator.
And that's why that when it talks in 1 John about this writing unto you, children and young men and fathers, it says, I write unto you fathers because you've been with him from the beginning. That's heavy duty. But to say born again or born anew, it leaves the impression that you're still here. And you've done something by the will of your will, you've made a decision for Christ. That first of all, that leads to no faith. Second of all, it leads to being in bondage in Babylon, because you'll try nothing will work, but you'll continue to try every how-to. You'll read every how-to book in Christian bookstores. And they're all crap. It's like the reason there's so many diet books is because none of them work. If any of them worked, there wouldn't be any more books. The reason so how-to books in Christian bookstores is because none of them work. What?
It's like spiritual masturbation or something.
Well, that's a big circle jerk. Why do I say stuff like that? That was just terrible.
You're untrained.
What?
You're untrained in the fineries of society.
Oratory.
Limited vocabulary.
Limited imagination.
Yes.
He doesn't give a rat's ass.
Maybe this thing about not having a governor is not too... Maybe I should have a governor. I'm a little governor. I'll do that when hell freezes over. If I had a governor, I could never again preach. Oh, but you could stop saying that stuff. No, I couldn't. All right, let's look at another one about faith. Let's go to Acts 17.
One thing hit me here about...
That's why I said, do you have anything to... What's going on? And then you never even acknowledged that anything was going on, so we're just passing you by. I was trying to get Sue to come to your defense again.
Yes, he's
huh? Stop picking on him.
In John 1:7 says the same came from for a witness to bear witness of the light.
That's John.
Yeah, that's what I was reading.
Acts 1:2.
He's reading back.
I'm still back in John. There's just one thing I want to say. And where it says that all men through him might believe. It didn't say all men because of him or
through him, meaning being John as the witness. Is that what it says?
Well, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through Christ might believe.
But remember, every Passover we do this. I hope we do. Every Passover they've left a cup for Elijah, the Jews have, and a seat, and a table setting. And every day of a custom, the youngest goes and looks out the door, and yep, says, Elijah come. He hasn't come in their world. But in our world, every person takes a sip of that cup to profess that they have the same ministry as John the Baptist, to bear witness of that light in their world. Not as a great commission, as some law. It wasn't a law. It was as you go into your world, you will make disciples, not converts. Except you be converted and become as that little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of God. The convert is only in the merest of beginnings. Like salvation is the merest of beginnings. Salvation is typified in Passover. Burial is typified at Pentecost. Death is manifest on the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles. So your apprehension of all of that is the real meaning of why we celebrate the feasts. Everything that we're doing right now for the next, however long it is, I forgot, is devoted towards being prepared for Passover. And this year I want us to count the Omer. So we've end up coming out of the 49 gates of impurity. Then through the rest of the summer, idolatry is defiled and destroyed. Any remaining idolatry. Anyhow. Amen? Acts 17. I love this because I was right here at Mars Hill. Remember, you go up to the Parthenon. What is the Parthenon? It was a temple to the Virgin. And all over the place there are these griffins. Everybody know what a griffin is? Huh?
It's a bird, isn't it?
No, it's a mythical beast. It's head of a lion, wings of something, and
Harry Potter was a griffin.
What does that mean?
I can visualize it. I just can't.
Griffin is a body of a lion, with sometimes the head of a bird with wings. The Virgin. Parthenon, that's what it, temple to the Virgin. But even in the even all over the temple were griffins, where it fulfilled the end of the 12th sign of the zodiac. The first sign was Virgo, the Virgin, and then the griffin is the spiritualization of the line of Judah and this tribe. Even you go to the Oracle of Delphi. It's an incredible, it was just a mind-numbing place that was so beautiful. I've got a piece of the Oracle of Delphi in my office. But even up there, there's all the signs of Christ in these griffins. And that's why in the Egyptian mythology that they had all these individuals in the hieroglyphics with the body of a man and the head of a bird. Why? Well, it was this mystery of the zodiac. In their zodiac, that's what was the end, was portrayed as the bird becoming spiritual, the man becoming spiritual back through the Virgin. So here on Mars Hill, the Parthenon is incredible. It's just mind-numbing in terms of seeing its beauty. Now, when Paul was there, it wasn't destroyed. It was still an active, incredibly beautiful thing. And so here it is, right up there. And then you come down the hill a little bit, and it's a steep hill. And you come down the little hill a little bit, and there's this kind of an outcrop of a rock. And it was called Mars Hill because it was sort of separate from the Parthenon. But it was a little place where they had debates. It's still up, Athens is way down here. And so then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill in verse 22 and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious." It doesn't say that. It says, "I perceive you are too religious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you.'" Now the reason that there was this inscription and idol of the unknown God was they had tried everything. The gods of the culture always were defined by the first sign of the zodiac that appeared on the evening of the spring equinox. And that's true in all cultures. And so that's why when Abraham was born, it was the dawning of the age of Taurus. It went from Aries to Taurus. And that's why Abraham then, the bull that they just now newly made, because it was now the age of Taurus, before it was the age of Aries, he went through and he destroyed the whole and put it all in the hands of the bull, which is now the age of Taurus. That's why the sacrifices in all the cultures were bulls in every one. Anyway, just side trips. Why can't I keep one thing? Shut up, Sue. You were about to say something.
Okay, well, let me finish it. You sucked up your rollover room in Chester.
You ignorantly worship. That's why I love that. You ignorant sluts. You ignorantly worship.
He got to go one step further.
And in the scriptures.
Him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And he hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's devices. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, where he hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead. Now the word assurance there is the word pistis. So pistis is belief. Pistis is assurance, and I've run out of time to talk about all the other stuff that faith is, okay? But he's given to all men, that assurance. Man, when you stop and think, you know, why is every culture have a 7-day week? You can have a week that's only 6 days or 4 days. All, why does every culture name their days after the five, what they call the wandering stars, the five planets that were visible, plus the sun and the moon? Why does every culture have a savior born of a virgin? It's because now they use that to belittle Christ. But it's not belittling. He is the fulfillment of that mystery. Anyway, that's enough for today. Anybody else? John?
Talking about assurance, it makes me think of our song, Blessed Assurance. I'll think of that differently next time
I sing it. Yeah. That's one of the great, that's a very ancient song. Blessed Assurance. Blessed Hope. Blessed Everything. Blessed because it's all Him. Take a big guy.
I'm going to clean the door.